Thank you and good morning. Friends and family of Sergeant Christopher Mullally, along with representatives from local veterans groups, met his body at Pierce Mortuary on Tuesday evening as Mullally's body was returned home for burial. Mullally, a 2006 graduate of Eureka High School, was an Army infantryman assigned to the 1st Cavalry Division at Fort Hood, Texas. He had served tours of duty in both Iraq and Afghanistan. Mullally died on base in Afghanistan on August 22nd and is survived by a wife and two children. Veterans escorted Mullally's body from the county line to the mortuary, where it was met by family and friends on Tuesday evening. Sheriff's deputies and CHP officers responded to a report of shots being fired at a residence on Oak Ridge Drive in Redway on Sunday night. The caller said that his wife, 44-year-old Kim Eileen Peterson, had returned home intoxicated and that the couple had then argued for 2 hours before Peterson allegedly went into a bedroom, grabbed a .44-caliber handgun, and fired a shot. The husband, who was uninjured, said he left the residence at that point and went to a neighbor's house and called 911. While deputies interviewed the husband, officers kept an eye on the residence, and at one point, Peterson exited the house unarmed and surrendered. The handgun was confiscated, and Peterson was booked for negligent discharge of a firearm. A quick response from local fire departments and some assistance from CAL FIRE air assets kept a fire that ignited in the Arcata Marsh from spreading to nearby buildings on Sunday. The fast-moving brush fire burned approximately an acre before fire crews reached the scene. They were split into two groups, one attacking from the north edge of the fire and one group from the south edge. Overhead, a CAL FIRE air attack plane and a helicopter dropped water onto the blaze, and that quick action kept the fire from reaching the cultural center. It was under control by 4 p.m. There were no injuries reported, and the cause remains under investigation. The California Highway Patrol has identified a Hoopa man as the victim of a fatal motorcycle collision on Route 96 in Willow Creek. 56-year-old Larry Odell Miller was driving a Harley-Davidson on Saturday night around 6 o'clock when he lost control of his bike, crossed the line, and was struck by a car driven by Christopher Brian Stanley of Eureka. The motorcyclist was wearing a helmet but died shortly after the collision. Stanley suffered major injuries, and the CHP is trying to determine if alcohol was a factor in that crash. There were 64 reported arrests for driving under the influence and one fatality over the Labor Day DUI enforcement period conducted by the Avoid the 8 Anti-DUI Task Force. The CHP reported the one fatality, and its patrol officers arrested four drivers on suspicion of DUI. The other 60 arrests were made by local police departments over the 18 days between August 15th and September 1st. The 64 arrests were down from a year ago, when 75 drivers were arrested on suspicion of DUI over the same time period. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A local man has received a state award. Dave Silverbrand has more.
A Humboldt County man is being honored for putting his life on the line to save the lives of others. John Hockman is a volunteer in the Sheriff's Office search and rescue team, and he's receiving a unique award this weekend for his years of service looking for lost people and saving lives. Hockman is being awarded the Governor's Office of Emergency Services Peabody Award. He's been volunteering for the county for more than 45 years. He searched for lost hikers, missing children, cliff rescues, and downed aircraft. His wife was also a volunteer for the sheriff's office. And by the way, the sheriff's office is always looking for new volunteers. Dave Silverbrand for KINS News.
Fire crews continue the battle against the Happy Camp and the July Complex of Fires as they burn in eastern Humboldt County and into Siskiyou County. The Happy Camp complex has scorched more than 66,000 acres and forced the closure of roads in the area as it burns in heavily wooded areas around the Klamath River and Highway 96. More than 2,700 personnel are assigned to the fire, and containment is listed at 15%. Smoke from that complex, as well as the July complex near Sawyer's Bar, is affecting residents along the coast, and air quality alerts have been issued for Orleans, Wichpeck, and Hoopa Valley. The July complex has burned more than 40,000 acres, but stands at 80% containment. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.